Wednesday night, end of day 2A, and I'll be Sheldon Markowski.
And this Amita, it's interesting to have an eternal Shaila that has suddenly become contemporary this year. Because the reality of people going to Chasanis and staying, being part of the Simcha, and having it sad that they'd be happier leaving early, was cancelled like 2 years in the middle. During Corona, anybody who went to a chasana was really, really part of it. There was no side of leaving. And then suddenly now, this year, Baruch Hashem, it's come back. And here in town itself, in the Ribui, that's unbelievable. Can I know? Baruch Hashem. Before we go into the shilas of what to do and how to deal with it, I once heard a drosha. Somebody in the drosha said the two things the Yidden are the most scared of are washing and becoming fleishiks. Washing because they have to bench, and becoming fleishiks because they can't have a coffee afterwards. A third thing that they're very scared of is being stuck by a simcha till the end. So before we go to discuss what halacha lemaisa is, one has to realize we're dealing with a very choshev thing. Zimun is not stam, just. If three people ate together, then they have to make zimun. If 10 people ate together, they have to make zimun. With the same Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Goyde Lelekeinu." If I call out Shem Hashem, that's one person. Hovu, talking to two, should bring out Goyde Lelekeinu. The Kolbe says that in zimun, you have the Meshunet Kamayla of Ribui Shevach Ugdula Shal Hashem Yisbarach, an expansion of the Shvach and the Gdula that you're attributing to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shemizamnim Umashim Zezeh, that each one is warning or saying over to the other, Umisvadim Yachad Lahoydisloi, they're gathering together to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ulashabchoi Al Shefa Tuvasi, Kidichsiv, Unreimimah Shmo Yachtov, will be Mereimim Hashem's name together. That's what we're getting when we ring the zaman. It's not just something that's halacha. If you have three people, you do it. It's an opportunity to be mereim v'shmo yachtov. Reb Moshe Sternbuch, when he has a tshuva on these inyonim in Tshuvos Van Hoges Chelik Vov, he writes there what has to keep in mind. Rotzon Chazal, on the Tzadis Rabbonon, the Chaznish held zimun is deraisa. On the Tzadis Rabbonon, has to be very clear, Rotzon Chazal was you should make zimun. And that's the correct path. There are cases where it's not shaykh, where you can't manage. And that's where it has to be judged. And that's where we have to work out how to deal with it. In order for there to be a chiyuv zimun, the chiyuv zimun comes when you have shleisho sha'och luka echot, three people that ate together, three separate tanoim, three people eating together. If the three people ate together, then the halacha is that the benching can be upgraded into a benching with zimun. And it's a much more choshev tzura, and reimim b'shmo yachatov. But they have to eat together. So what's called eating together? So the shaila first starts off in the pace game, in Shulchan Aruch Gemara already, that if people are not sitting on the same table, then they don't join together for zimun. So if you have that's much would be a restaurant where you have two or three people sitting at each table. Let's say two people sitting at each table. You can have 40 people sitting in the room, and they have no zimun bechlal, because each table is two yechidim. There's no group of three together. If you have more than two eating on a table, let's say you have five eating on a table, then they have zimun on each table, because the table is eating together. We don't have zimun of everybody together, because you don't have 10 eating together. And two tables don't join in. In order for two tables to join together, there is a tzad that it can help with das, midua, bi'arloch, machlikas, rashba, rashbash. There's a big weight on that. But if the metzias is that be'etzem, they really should all be eating together. They should all be sitting around the same table. Just the reality makes that you can't sit around the same table. Then the fact that they're on separate tables doesn't separate them. They're together by circumstance of wanting to be together. Since you're together by circumstance of wanting to be together, then even if you have five on one table and five on another table, l'maisa you have a zimun of 10. The best example of this is a chasana. Everybody's there together for, what do you want to call it, four reasons. The chasana, kala, muchtanam tzadechad, muchtanam tzadsheni. But they're all there for the purpose of being the sameach, chasana, the kala, and being the sameach, joining the muchtanam in their simcha. So they're all there together for one purpose. See, even if the mitzvah says you have less than 10 on one table, there's even no table with 10 on. Some chasen who, depending on what size tables they have, or depending on how big the ilim is going to be. Then the mitzvah says all of them are joined together in zimun as being one for chiyuv zimun. The complications come that little bit further. They're not only one for chiyuv zimun, they're one for chiyuv shavu brachas as well. The shailus of somebody leaving early can come for zimun and for shavu brachas. Once you have a chiyuv zimun, you can't pull out from it. We shouldn't want to, but you can't. Because the chiyuv zimun is chal on you, you have to have zimun. If somebody has a hefset, you could have a big loss of money, or an einus, there's a din of the peskim, could be the tzarech mitzvah, then there's a mokum that you can leave without benching the zimun. Other than those cases, the halacha is, three people that ate together have to be mezamen. So theoretically, it would come if somebody comes to chasna and joins everybody eating together, is chayiv in zimun, and the chayiv zimun could mean, depending on the time and the invitation saying benching at 10:30, I've yet to see it happen, whether 10:30 means 11:15, or 10:30 means 11:30, or in a real yakisha chasna, 10:30 meaning a quarter to 11, but 10:30 zikha doesn't mean 10:30. Not everybody's schedule allows for such a thing, especially in times people live in big cities. And there are a lot of people making simchas. You have chasanas, and next you have shavu brachas, and you have bar mitzvahs. There's a lot going on, and not everybody can manage it.
You're saying that the chiyuv zimun is on the eating. It's not a chiyuv just to reply to someone who is in the zamin.
No, you are part of the zimun now. You are part of this group that has a din now to be mezamen. The way you become part of this group is when a group of people eats together, then as the Kolbe says, Eloshon, the Indian is to be mereimim, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together.
You haven't washed.
No, well, one thing. Okay. Oh, that's a very different story. Yeah? I don't know how far I'll get into that. I wasn't planning on speaking about that chilek. If you haven't washed, the zikha much leichter, but
remission.
What? You can definitely answer. If you ate, you can definitely answer. You can answer normally. Even if you haven't, even if you haven't eaten at all, then you can answer. But there's a different nusach to say. Baruch mevorach shmoi tamid lo'elam void, and then you add in what, and you can say baruch likenu mevorach shmoi tamid lo'elam void, and by a simcha, the always the answer adds in so simcha b'ma'inei. Oh, but there's a din in the peskim where simcha b'ma'inei goes if somebody didn't eat. Whether it goes Baruch Alekeinu Simcha Mo'inei Mevorach Meitam Leil Avod, or Baruch Alekeinu Mevorach Meitam Leil Avod for Simcha Mo'inei. It's two different days in the Peskim. I don't remember who says who. I haven't seen it for years. So I have to check that up again. But we're talking about somebody who goes to the Simcha, joins in the Simcha, and washes. So now, let's start back from the beginning for the easiest cases that can make it lechter. Again, Shleisho, Sho'ochlu, Ke'echot. Three people that ate as one. Ke'echon means they're eating together. What's called eating together? Which part of the meal is called eating together? So the Olam likes to think sitting around the table and schmoozing. But it's clear in the Peskim, Achilo ke'echot means either, halacha l'maaseh like this, either one of two things. Either you finish with them, and then you don't have a problem with Zimun, because you're finishing with them, they're benching now. Or starting with them. If you started with them, then even if you didn't finish with them, it's chal niu chiyuv zimun, and then you'd have to stay till the end. But what's called starting with them? So it's brought from Rebbe Yashiv has arrived from Loshon Tosfos. The Tosfos says that starting with them means that they ate together that first kzayis. In other words, in a suda, the beginning of it is that first kzayis, is the first chelik of the kviyus, anybody that ate together, that first ksayis, is called eating together. From Rav Scheinberg it's brought that Rav Scheinberg says if they go to wash together. Because you have to realize you have a big simcha, that's Chasan and Jewish day, 10 places, 5 places to wash, 250 people eating there. So each person goes to wash. When they go to wash, then that's when they're starting their meal. They're starting the mahalach of the Suda then by going to wash. So the easiest matzav, if somebody wants to, needs to, avoid staying till after benching, as Ramesha and Igris writes a lesson, the famous proof from Ramesha, but the beginning of it he writes that the problem comes, people, if they have to stay till the end of benching, it can sometimes be chatzis, or after chatzis. Punkt here, chatzis is 1 o'clock. But Ramesha, if it's after 12 o'clock, until you get home, until you're ready, and then the whole next day you're tired. And people have things to do the next day. They have to go learn or they have to. There's much rights and things. As we start off his shayla. If somebody can avoid washing together with the tzibur, or starting eating together with the tzibur, then the metzias is the chiyuv zimun of the start he doesn't have. There's a major advantage to doing something this way around, because this way, if at the end of the suda you're still there, and you finish with them, then your mamish part of the zimun. You're not an add-on, you're not joining in, you're one of the 10 or one of the 20 or one of the 50 that are part of the Zimun. You just happen to be, you may not be mechuyiv to be there, and if you're not there, you'll be part of the Zimun because you didn't start with the Zimun.
It's a very strange scenario. Let's say it starts 7:30, goes to 8. You go at 8:15.
Right.
You're going to get people coming in from, say, washing as well.
Exactly.
So it's all time people coming in and washing.
Exactly, exactly.
When exactly are you supposed to
separate so the easiest Eitzah I find is that if somebody comes into a chasana and they're getting to the point of starting dancing, when they start dancing, everybody runs to the dance floor to mekabel chos and kala. Go wash them. If you wash then, and eat your kizayis, you don't even need to wash. Oh, you can eat your first course without washing. Yeah. And go wash them, eat the kizayis, then you haven't joined in for the washing, you haven't joined in for the achila, and mevela das chol hot finished. So you sort it. If later on you're there till the end, then you have no problem.
Yeah,
what's
it all mean then?
What? What's it all mean then? It's only small oil here. Tonight you're pretty safe. Yeah? Oh. I remember I was by my stress house once, and he had a chasana. He was a shumdike elchid. And a big Talmud Chacham Bitzina. A lot of things he did afterwards, he worked out why he was doing them. He used to always wash the chasanas at home. He used to wash, make a meitzi at home, and then go to the chasana. Same kind of Eitzah, but without doing it at the Chasana Hall. That's the easiest Eitzah to avoid the Shailas. The Lemaisa, there is another Eitzah, which comes, and a lot of cases it doesn't really work out. To say, a lot of people are there washing, you can't always get away with it. The Shulchan Aruch, by benching, the halacha is that in benching, you say, Horachim, if you're eating by a stranger, by an outside person, not by a stranger, by not in your own house, you say, Horachim, nivarach balabayis hazeh. You're not supposed to say, Horachim, nivarach balabayis hazeh for a guy. So in Ramoth state, Maisib is man as a, we just say a different lesson for if you're eating by a guy's house, or a guy's hotel, or an outside area. But in Ramoth state, that if somebody's eating by a guy, the Eitzah is to avoid Zimun, and if you avoid Zimun, no harachim is being said out loud. And nobody's hearing anything. The Shaila is, how can you do that? They ate together. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, by the halacha of Suda Mafsekes, the halacha is, you're not supposed to eat together the Suda Mafsekes, you're supposed to eat separately. Let's say you made a mistake. And they did sit together around the table together and they ate Suda Mafsekes. They were wrong, but they did it. What should they do? Look to Magen Avraham, that Zimun they shouldn't make. And the ikur reason why they're not supposed to eat together is to avoid Zimun. Because the Pesukim and Echo of Klal Yisrael being separate, of people being separate. They're supposed to stay separate. And you don't say Zimun. Look to Magen Avraham, why? What's the Mekor for the thing? The Mekor for it is the Ramah by eating by a goy. That you don't say Zimun over there. What's Pshat? Pshat is that there is such a thing as eating together without being kiveh yourself to be part of the same zimun. It's brought in Orchas Rabbeinu, their Chaim Kanievsky, Hayadua, the biggest masmid, which aside from Rabbi Yashi, that Klal Yisrael knew for the last whatever. And when he was a bacher, he was a mishumim de kamasmid. And he asked his uncle, the Chazon Ish, that they're sitting around the table in the dining room, in yeshiva, and he can't, he doesn't have time to sit there. What should he do? So Chazon Ish advised him that when he starts eating, he should have das that he's not mitzaref to 10 people. He's not mitzaref to 10 people, he's only mitzaref to 3. Let's go back to explain it in a minute. So the Chaim said to him, can I have das? And then, he said, and then make zimun with 3. So he asked him, why can I have das not to mitzaref to 3 either? He said, no, that's not a good idea. 3 is always mitzaref. Now pshat is, because be'etzim the ikachi of zimun is 3. God will Hashem iti, Hashem yochid, unurim mosmo yachtu. Right, so yochid to rabim, yochid to 2. The mile of ba'asor is once you have 10, there's an inyan to add in that you can add in the lekenu as well. But the ikachi of zimun is 3. The Melech Chavnishot Gehalten, that to be mevatel yourself be yoidim from zimun of 3, that's not a good thing to do. But you see from the Chavnish again, such a kind of musug of not being included. Pshat, by the case of a goy, or by the case of Erev Tisha B'Av, Pshat is, you're not supposed to have zimun together. You're not supposed to be eating together. Therefore, it's ki'ilu, you have to ask Meikara not to be part of the zimun. Exactly what this means is not clear in the Achrenim. I mean, not clear, they have different days. Ramayshin Igris says, and Emes Lamitid is a Mekoyer for this, from Ritzvo and Ra'on, Rosh Hashanah, and Brochus. They bring this Ritzvo and Ra'on, Brochus. That there's such a thing as, the Lashon Ritzvo is, I think, that you join together, here, Ela Hadim Toli Bekvius, Sheyikvu Lechil Besuda Achas, he's talking about Brochus Yishayin, that the kiveh to eat chabura achas lechel yachad, to eat together, ulaham tinze lo ze kedera chabura, and each one waits for the other one kedera chabura, v'lasis hechach lo ze. The yisod of kviyas is joining together for whatever you need to join. And there is such a thing as joining for the achila, and not joining for the benching. So it's possible to have das meikora, Ramesha says, that my das is I want to join the olam for eating, but not for the benching. And Emes Lamitoi, the other mahalach is that ki'ilu I have das not to join for the eating, that's very fair, because by the case of Tisha B'Av, when they ate together, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lamaisa they had das to eat together. They didn't chap. By eating by a goy. They were eating together. So to say they're eating together, das not to eat together, that's very fair. If they're sitting at a table, each one turns to different directions, not associated with each other, b'chlal, Mela. But if they're eating together properly and eating and choosing and joining in, it's fair to say that their das that they don't want to join together will count kilu das not to join together. So Ramesha says that pshat is, you're seeing from there there's a musug, you can have das for the eating, add the end of the eating, besule midi, your das is not to join for the kiyas benching. And therefore he says, the etza is that when you sit down to eat, you should have das that I want to join with the tzibur for eating together, but I don't want to join with the tzibur for benching. And mamele, when it comes to the benching, you're not part of the zimun.
You change your mind, you can.
Oh, so if you change your mind, if you go according to Ramesha, you pastors will not, if you change your mind after you ate, you won't be part of the ikur zimun, because it does not to join. That's why the maila of washing separately, you make your tie on a try. Yeah. The eitzah of the glatz the eitzah is don't wash together. If you don't wash together, then monoshoch. If you live really, there's no zimun. If you don't live really, there's zimun. But if such an option doesn't exist, then you wash and have das that I don't want to join the gate to zimun. As we see from Chav Nishter Abchaim, you can have das that I want to join only to 3 and not to 10, and then make a zimun of 3 together separately beforehand. But according to Ramesh, you can make such a tzanai that the achil is together, but the zimun for benching, I don't want to be sorry for the benching.
Take away the two people instead of them benching a lekenu, is that wrong?
Oh, that comes already a separate shayla whether they can say lekenu again with the later zimun afterwards. Yeah. Could be they can. Yeah.
Part
two. Yeah.
Part two.
What?
Part two.